It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Speaking of the Red Sox, we got to talk about this Devers thing. Is there a chance that he's actually throwing his at-bats in his games because he's this pissed off?
I don't know. Jonathan Papelbon said, we have to take a look at how fat he is.
I mean,
essentially, they called him out. You know, Papelbon's doing, they're Nesson, I guess. And in the studio, he said, you know, he's a little fat, looks a little chubby, or something along those lines.
Yeah,
I mean. It was not very nice, and he's making a lot of money up there.
Well, but this is nuts. So, I mean,
there's no way he's swinging hard at these balls.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, he's struck out 15 times already. I mean, he's like 0 for 19 with 15 strikeouts.
It's insane.
I mean, this guy's a good baseball player.
This is the most strikeouts through five games since 1901.
Well,
I remember. Do you remember that?
No. That list is the most strikeouts since 1901. So there's a whole bunch of them there. So 2018, 2020, 2001.
But that's a record. He's got a record.
Now he's got a record. Now he is at the top of that list.
Yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's...
Thank God there's no Met on that list.
You can't tell me that there isn't a connection between this guy who complained and publicly hated the fact after they signed Bregman that he was going to be the DH. He said, I'm the third baseman. They make him the DH no matter what. And they said, sorry, you know, the promises that you were made, those people aren't here any longer. Then he blows up and he goes out there and he's striking out every single goddamn at bat. I'm thinking he's either doing this on purpose to get out of there, or he's doing it on purpose to get his job back where he says, listen, I can't do this DH thing. I want to play third. Can't be that bad.
You know what? I think he's got to go to the eye doctor. Maybe there's something wrong with his eyes. There's something going on.
All of a sudden his vision went away?
Well, do you remember we were talking about this with Giancarlo Stanton?
Yeah.
We were saying how it seems like when he played left field, he was better as an overall baseball player because he was in the game.
Yeah.
And we felt like, you know, put the guy out there. He's a great athlete. He's Adonis, for God's sake. And let him play the outfield and let him hit. Let him be a part of the game. It's a baseball game. I mean, what are you going to do? Well, I mean, he's got a lot of soft tissue issues. I know that.
Plenty.
Maybe it's the same thing with Devers. Maybe he needs to be in the game on the field to feel like he's in the game. I mean, I couldn't do it. I couldn't do DHing.
I need to be in the game, man. You are in the game.
I know.
You could be in the game as much as you want. You could sit at the top step, you know?
No, I don't want to be on the field.
Get those sunflower seeds.
just spit nail. Let's go.
I want to be in the hot corner, baby. I want to be making plays. I want to be tossing the ball across the diamond.
But you're a team first guy, though.
If
the manager comes to you and says, hey, the best version of our team is you being a DH, you make the best out of it. Because that's what pros do.
And this guy, I think it was a panicky move by the Red Sox to sign Bregman in the first place. They had their third baseman. They didn't need another one. And now they bring in a Gold Glover whose defensive metrics are a tad better than Devers. And we figure it's just going to move Devers to DH. I mean, that sounds stupid to me.
Listen, I think that
stupid.
We have seen it in the NBA. We have seen guys completely just go off the deep end to get out of the team that they are on because they don't want to be there any longer. I believe that James Harden put on a fat suit in Houston to get out of there. He disappeared. He was partying in Vegas. All of these things. We haven't seen it in baseball. Maybe we're seeing it right now.
Maybe we're seeing it
for the first time in 2025. Devers is like, hell.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
I see this happen all the time. I see people in the NFL now forcing trades.
That's a different, you know, I am not buying into that. You can.
How
you can speculate.
Bad is he, though?
You can speculate all you want. I'm not
1901!
Buying into that. I am not buying into that.
The war since 1901!
You're saying you are implying.
Yes, I am.
That he is doing this on purpose.
And this is.
And there is absolutely no way in hell.
Why not?
The guy. You know why? Because it's embarrassing.
Okay.
That's why.
But what was embarrassing to him,
there's a thing called personal pride.
I understand, but he got his pride knocked down, and now he's doing something to get out of there. Watch, they end up trading him because of this, and he goes and has, you know, an MVP season. I mean, I don't think it's that crazy because it's not like
it
this is.
It's nuts.
I don't think it is.
Say that.
We've seen it in other sports. We saw it in the NBA. We've seen it in the NBA all the time.
I don't know Rafi Devers at all. I only know him from watching baseball games and knowing about his history and, you know, knowing how good he's been. He's going through a massive slump, and I bet you it has to do with the fact that he's not on the field.
Exactly.
But it's not on purpose.
Okay.
It's not on purpose.
You got to say there's at least a chance. I'm not saying it's 100% true. I just think there's at least a chance.
I'm not saying
that's out of respect to him because I can't imagine he would ever be this bad. As much of a good baseball player as he. I can't even imagine it.
You know what? These guys, the athletes, I mean, they need to be stimulated on the field. To me, he wants to be a total baseball player, not just a half-assed DH. You know what I'm saying? He wants to be out there, and he wants to be in the middle of the game, and he wants to play.
Hey, listen, man.
And I believe if they put him out there and they let him play, all this nonsense would stop. That's what I would say.
Yeah, well, they're not going to do that, though, because, I mean, when they signed Bregman and gave him all that money, I mean.
Well, I mean, like, you know, the guys that you had this agreement with aren't here any longer. Yeah, well, okay, great. Then trade me, then.
See, you're slowly
I'm not saying he's doing it on purpose. I'm just saying, like, if I got a promise from the people that were here before, that's why I signed here. You got rid of those guys, and now you bring new guys in, and you want to do something completely different. Now, like, why you're moving me, and it's obviously affecting his play. He's not doing it on purpose.
There's a chance.
No.
There is a chance.
Not
a small chance.
Not a chance in hell.
There's a chance.
No.
I mean, there's just too many things
add up. He does not want to be on that list, does not want to be on SportsCenter, does not want to be...
He wants out of there. That's the biggest thing.
On the MLB app, he doesn't want to be on any of that crap.
He wants out of there. So he'll do whatever it takes.
I'm not saying he doesn't want out of there, but I'm telling you, he is... No, he is not.
He torqued up.
Well, according to Jonathan Papelbon, who would know better than I would, yes, that's exactly what he said.
As soon as he found out Bregman was signed, he's like, all right, I'm going mission trade me. If you're going to keep him at third base, I'm going mission get me out of here.
That's not what he said.
He porked up.
I read everything that he said coming out of spring training.
Pork up spot.
I had a good conversation with the powers that be. You know, we talked about everything. I have a total understanding now. This is what I'm doing. He just may be one of these players that has to play the field as well as hit. Not just sit on his ass. And maybe that's why he's porking up, because he's sitting on his ass. He's not out there doing what he normally does.
Came in, porked up, throwing games.
Sucks, man. It really does suck. There's nothing worse than when you go through a coaching change, like the Jets are going through right now.
Yeah.
And the previous regime sees you as a certain type of player.
Yeah, but the manager was there. That's the thing I don't like about this.
Then the new guy comes in. And all of a sudden, you're doing something different than you were doing before, where you were having success. Because he wants you to do what he wants you to do, because this is his scheme. This is his system. And this move to DH, I'm assuming by Devers, I don't know this for a fact, but, you know, some slap analytics guy said, hey, we can get Bregman, who's, you know, defensive metrics are a little bit better than this guy, and we can move him to DH. I mean, you're dealing with human beings here.
Mm.
You're not dealing with chess pieces.
Yeah.
Unless you give them one of those special bats. And then you see what happens.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March. So Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.